time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again, of course. It's 11:14, actually 11:15, if you look at your clock in the right direction. It's a Thursday morning, and tomorrow it's going to get windy. Today it's going to get warm. High is in the upper 70s. Can you imagine? I don't know what it is now. I was wondering, too. Remember years ago, you could call a Marion number for the forecast. You know, that's kind of archaic now. Can you remember what was it, 383-4231? Something like that? You remember that? Yeah, you could get the weather forecast anytime by calling that number. That was long before television was really into weather forecasting, and as well as radio and so forth. Now, let me go to a different subject here at 11:16. The other day, you heard in the news about a truck rollover there on the Marion Williamsport interchange. And it was looked like a huge roll of newsprint. You know, like the newspapers get these great big rolls of paper. Well, that had my curiosity because it said it rolled over on the ramp going to 23. Well, it was the International Paper Company, the largest paper mill or paper producing company in the United States. They have a place here in Marion. Did you know that? Yeah. Did you know International Paper Company has a facility in Marion? And apparently that's where these rolls of paper were loaded. Maybe it's a distribution point. I don't know. If anyone knows, let me know. Is this a distribution point for the International Paper Company, where they ship in to the Marion area here, these big rolls of paper, then they're trans-shipped elsewhere to the big newspapers like the Columbus Dispatch and others? You just wonder, don't you? Or do you ever? No, most people don't wonder anymore, do they? Take everything for granted. Oh, 11:17 is the time. If you know anything else about the International Paper Company, I looked it up on the Internet. That's right, they have a page on the Internet. And you can find out about all their employees and some comments and different things. Really interesting. International Paper Company. They were the ones that put that rolls of paper on that flatbed semi that rolled over. Apparently the load shifted. 11:18 is the time. Does any of that ever intrigue you? Or can you tell me what MRI stands for? MRI, I asked this earlier. I have not got an answer yet. I did tell you, though, about the Jeep Gladiator pickup truck that's met and exceeded all expectations of sales. Really interesting. Okay, and I've yet to hear from anyone that could tell me what town in Ohio did East of Chicago pizza originate. Now, I've been to that town many times. I've seen the original location of East Ohio, or rather, East of Chicago pizza. And I'm not sure whether it's still a pizza shop or whether it's a supermarket. It's been a little while since I went past there. Okay, now let me see. What else? Can you tell me that town, though? Or can you tell me the Prime Minister of England? What's her name? And she doesn't smoke cigars like Winnie did. This is a lady. What's her name? The Prime Minister of the English Empire, or of the Commonwealth, or whatever you want to call it. All right? Now there's, Burr Oak. I got that answer, didn't I? Okay, but the Burr Oak is the state park that doesn't have a Burr Oak tree in it. All right, now, how about that fruit tree in LaRue that has fruit on it that if you ate one of those fruits, you couldn't whistle probably for an hour? Now, what kind of tree would that be, whether it's in LaRue or anywhere in Ohio? What tree produces fruit that makes your mouth pucker up and you wouldn't be able to whistle? Okay, now if you have a correct answer for anything I'm talking about, I will give you two tickets to Everyone in Harmony at the Palace Theater, April 27th, 7 p.m. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? I think I can hear you breathe. Interesting, isn't it? Okay. Anyhow, I'm desperate for answers today. Everyone in Harmony, April 27th, Palace Theater. You've got two tickets to that if you got a correct answer. Or if you want a meal at McDonald's, I can give you that. Or if you want to go attend Mamma Mia down at Chillicothe. Okay, let me see here. Yes, good morning. Go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
Are you looking for me? The Prime Minister of, over there?
Yes, the Prime Minister of England.
Yeah, May.
Yeah, Theresa May.
Right.
Okay. Bob, would you like a prize today? Or are you eligible?
I'm eligible, but I'm not able to get out of the house much. I'm still nursing my broken neck.
Oh, you have a broken neck.
I'll ask you something later on.
Oh, okay. Well, Bob, I'm glad you're listening.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
okay. Bob Austin, broken neck. That's not a good thing to have. Okay. Interesting. Theresa May, yeah. She's the non-smoking cigar. The Prime Minister of England. Okay. Now, what's the high-rated truck that Chevrolet produces? What's its name? Other than Chevrolet, what's its model name? Might be one of the most expensive ones that Chevy produces of the pickup trucks. Okay, now, that fruit, should you eat that fruit? It's about as big as a small plum. What would that fruit be from that tree in LaRue, or the tree anywhere that has the, you ate it, you pick off this fruit, and you eat it, and all of a sudden, egad, you couldn't whistle to save your life for an hour. What's the name of that tree or that fruit? Okay, let me see. It's 11:22. I've got to go slow on my questions here. Name the town in Ohio that is the origination point for East of Chicago pizza. Yes, East of, now what is it? You know, we have different cities producing pizza, like they say, well, Chicago style or Detroit style. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
I can hear you talking without even picking that phone up.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm sitting there trying to get your attention. I had to hang up and try again.
Okay, all right.
You going to talk about the Silverado?
Yes, the Silverado. You betcha.
Yeah.
Is that the most expensive?
Yeah, I would imagine it is. Yeah. I guess that's their luxury truck for sure.
Okay. Now,
yeah, because I've had Silverados and I've had the other ones, but
I've had a couple of
the most.
Yeah, I've had a couple of the 150s. Well, that was
right.
A Ford. That was a Ford, yeah.
Yeah, it's Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like a prize today?
I think I'll pass today. I'm eligible. Okay. I think I'll pass.
Okay. All right.
I was going to tell you they got a train show in Bucyrus this weekend on Saturday.
Oh, a train show?
Yeah, at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds, yeah. In that building on the east side of the...
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It'll be like 10 to 4, and I think it costs like 5 for the adults and 3 down to a certain age, and then the rest of the little ones are
okay.
free.
And that is Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. The big train show in Bucyrus.
Right.
Okay.
All righty.
So thanks a lot. I appreciate
have
it.
A great one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, you see, that's what I like to hear. People that have some words on, like, the train show going at the Crawford County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Yeah, that building is on the east side of the fairgrounds. Yeah, more on northeast side of the fairgrounds. It's a big building, and it will be full of trains. A good friend of mine probably will be there, Jim Cronice. He's a train buff. He was one of those promoting the restoration of the TNOC train station in Bucyrus, which has been restored to where it looks just like it did 100 years ago. Okay, now, what else do I have today to ask? Oh, the pizza brand that originated in Ohio, what town? But like I say, people will talk about, oh, we're eating Philadelphia-style pizza today. We're eating Detroit-style pizza. Here we go.
Hey,
caller, go ahead.
Persimmon.
Yes, persimmon. You're right.
No, you wait till they get ripe and they're not a bit sour.
Oh, is that right? Ah, okay. I guess I had an unripe one. Would you like a prize today?
You got a Jake's cup?
Yes. Let's see. I gave away. Let me check here. Yeah, I gave away my Jake's cup already.
Oh, okay. I'll just hold off.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, okay, we've got the persimmons. Okay. Does that ring a bell with any of you? The persimmons? So you've got to wait till they're fully ripe, and then you can eat them and whistle. But before then. Okay, now, what else do I have here? Oh, there is a tree. Now here, get this. There are two trees out in the wide open spaces that have leaves that are very similar. Now, the two similar leaves are on totally dissimilar trees. Okay, one of the trees has to do with flowers, and the other has to do with something else. But both of these trees have similar shaped leaves. Now, what trees would... And the one tree is one of the oldest trees on the planet Earth. Now, what would that be? The other tree... I used to do a program over at the Crawford Park District. I made shingles underneath one of these trees that if you look up, you'll say, there's a, what? And it's got leaves like, shaped like a flower. And the same with this other tree, has leaves shaped like the same type of flower. But I'm trying to think, there is a logo that you see on television quite a bit. And it looks like it has the one of the trees of I'm trying to find has that leaf as a logo. And I can't remember what product it is. But the one tree is one of the oldest trees on the planet Earth. The other's not as old, but it is old. And it has the name of a flower in the tree. You know, that eliminates beech. Oak, maple. I don't think there's any maple flowers. And what other? maple, let's see. There's Japanese maple. That's the kind of tree that's in the Harding Memorial here. You know, I found that out. I, for a long time, wanted to know what breed of tree that was in the Harding Memorial. Finally found out it's a Japanese maple. Okay, so can you tell me the name of the trees? There are two trees that have similar shaped leaves. One tree has the name of flower in it. The other tree happens to be one of the oldest trees on the planet Earth. They found leaves of this one tree in fossils, millions of years old. Now, can you imagine a tree that old? Think of all the leaves it could produce in a million years. Oh, we're coming up on 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. And boy, I can hardly wait to get outside this afternoon after I get off here at noon and enjoy that warmer weather. So what are you going to do, those of you who are not working right now, what are you going to do to enjoy
your
weather?
Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. And when I hear that commercial or that public service announcement about fire safety... It brings back memories of when I was a volunteer fireman in Bucyrus many years ago, back before we had the safety masks, the air-powered masks you could put on, walk right in a wall of smoke and still breathe because you were getting air through your tanks on your back. But, oh, here we go. Good morning, Ron here.
Yes, I've been listening, but nobody ever answered. I mean, I could hear you talking for several minutes, but nobody ever came to the phone.
Oh, okay.
So I hung up and I called again.
Oh, well, you got through this time.
Well, I did. I heard you talking about the trees and the leaves and
yes.
stuff, and I kept saying, Charlie, Charlie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wanted to answer that to someone. I'm not for sure, but would it have been Mansfield or Sandusky?
Well, it was in between those.
Oh, because I thought of those two.
Yeah. It's about 45 miles from Marion.
Yeah.
North. Okay. Keep
okay,
thinking.
Bye.
Okay, bye. And there is, of course, East Chicago and Marion. Willie Pickens, yeah. Is Willie still out there as manager of that? And I've known Willie for a long time. But that brand of pizza originated in a small town, a very industrial town, a town that has railroading. That's a big thing. But it's not only railroading, but it's vegetable growing. It's book publishing. It's assemblies of garden tractors, things like that. Yeah. And it's the same town that has a football team with the name Flashes. Now, can you put all that together? Its football team is called the Flashes. Now, in Norwalk, you know, they're the truckers. And, Galleon, the Tigers, Bucyrus, the Redmen, and Marion, the Prexies, and it goes on and on. But this particular town where the East of Chicago pizza originated, has a football team that are called the Flashes. And it's it's a beautiful little town, very well kept, and employs a lot of people. Okay, 740-383-9944. Okay, so we already went through the persimmons. Have you ever had a persimmons? I think it's been probably 30 years since I ate a persimmons. Can you buy them in the store? Yeah, that's it. Can you buy persimmons anywhere in the produce department of any store? Now, that's an interesting question. Did you ever think of that? Where can you go to buy a persimmons? Or are they all in cans? I don't know if I ever saw canned persimmons. Good question. Where would you go to buy persimmons today? I have no idea. Okay, now going to the trees. Both trees have a relationship to a flower, kind of. But the one tree could be millions of years old. Its leaves are found in fossils. But the other tree is not that old, of course, and it blooms every year, and it has a particular name to it. It was named after a flower. Now, what tree would that be? 11:35 is the time, and are you or anyone else you know been to the Coliseum to see the robotics? And can the general public go there? I'm sure they can. Is there an admission charge to go to the Coliseum to watch all these young people perform with all the knowledge they have? They're currently occupying, obviously, all the hotels in Marion, hotels, motels, and they're eating out in all the restaurants in Marion, and they're doing their thing at the Coliseum. They're brainy robotics. Wow. And it's just amazing the talent of our younger generation and their ability to learn robotics and computers. There is something that we don't have, us older folks, that prevents us from quickly grasping the knowledge that these kids have. The kids are so much more knowledgeable than we because there is something that they have that we don't. And there is the big million-dollar question today. Good morning. We're on the air.
Charlie, would that be the Willard Flashes?
Yes, the Willard Flashes. You betcha. And that's the name of the town where East of Chicago originated.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you like a prize today?
What do you got, Charlie?
Well, I've got two tickets to the Barbershop Chorus show coming up. I've got a meal at...
I'll take them.
Oh, you want that? Okay.
Yeah, I'll take them.
What's your name?
Cornflow.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah. How's business?
Oh, not bad, not bad.
Well, that's good. What do people buy today? Since cars are all computerized, what's the main thing that people... What?
You're thinking of Ron. He retired.
Oh, he did. Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah. He's not selling anymore. He's fully retired.
Well, okay. I hope he has fun.
Yeah, this is his brother, Dick.
Okay, Dick. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, your tickets are here for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye. Okay, Dick Gorenflow. Okay. I was thinking it was Ron. Okay. Okay, let me just write down. Harmony. Okay. Everyone in Harmony, 11:20, or let's see, today is the 11th. Okay, they'll be at the Palace Theater April 27th, and we've got tickets to give away. Also, you know what else is coming up on April 27th? Yeah. And you'll get out of this other event that takes place will be over with in time for you to go to the Palace Theater. Can you name the other event taking place in Marion on the 27th, which will start at noon and go to 5 p.m. Can you tell me what event that would be? Now, I'm testing your knowledge right now. Now, we've talked about this program. It has to do with the Marion County Historical Society. But what is that program? And it's from noon to 5, giving you 2 hours to get to the Palace Theater for the Marion Ayers Barbershop Chorus. Okay, what's the name of that show that's going to be held at, let me see the location here, Tri Rivers Career Center. And I think it's a $5, yeah, $5 admission. Children under 10 get in free with a paid admission. Tickets are available for the event at the door. Or I think you can pre-order them, too. It's, well, I'll tell you what it is. I won't ask. Time Travelers Fair. And the Time Travelers will involve Queen Elizabeth and part of her court. A lot of the early American presidents will be there. Even James Anderson will be there from the Marion County Park District. But it's a whole afternoon of history and talking among and talking to a lot of the people that were famous in history. And believe me, they'll know their subject. So that would be the 27th at Tri Rivers, noon to 5. And then, of course, after that's Everyone in Harmony, 7 o'clock at the Palace Theater. Anyone else have anything going on? Of course, today, the robotics at the Coliseum. Boy, that sounds great. 11:40 is the time. What else do I have here? So I can cross off Willard, east of Chicago, the Willard Flashes, the football team. Okay, what else? I'm not yet. Here's a good one. In a tornado, there's a difference between a tornado and a cyclone. And do you know what the difference is between a tornado and a cyclone? Now, if you can tell me that, I'll give you any prize that I've got here, which is tickets to Everyone in Harmony, tickets to Mamma Mia at Chillicothe, or to an extra large t-shirt. I've got all that to give away today. If you can tell me, too, this other tree, let me see, it's a, yeah, I'll give you a hint. There's two trees I'm looking for. One of the trees is a poplar. But this poplar tree I'm looking for has a subtitle, or it goes along with a regular title. What kind of a tree would that poplar tree be? Now, its leaves look very much like another tree that you will find out there that loses its leaves all at once. In the fall, you look out there and this tree will be leafless all of a sudden. Now, can you name either of those trees I'm talking about? What would the poplar tree be titled as? And as I said, it has leaves that look like a flower. 11:42 is the time, so I'm getting nowhere fast today. But can you tell me, any of you science buffs, what's the difference between a tornado and a cyclone? A tornado and a cyclone. What's the difference? 740-383-9944. And it's partly cloudy right now, I can tell that, but it's warming up. Wow, I don't have a thermometer inside. That's what we ought to get here someday, is an indoor thermometer. A wireless one, that is. Okay, the Time Travelers Fair will be this Saturday at Tri Rivers from noon till 5. Following that will be Everyone in Harmony, the Barbershop Chorus, 7 p.m. at the Palace Theater. 11:43 is the time. And what's the difference between a tornado and a cyclone? The definite difference. There is a very pronounced difference between the two. And it has to do with the makeup of a tornado and a cyclone. Okay, let's see what all have I got answers to today? I've knocked the MRI. No one has told me what the initials MRI stand for. No one yet has told me the difference between a tornado and a cyclone, or the different, or what those two. Well, I tell you what, that's too complicated. I think my question. The one tree is a ginkgo. That's the tree that is the oldest tree on Earth, they say. Its leaves can be found in fossils millions of years old. The ginkgo tree. Now, you've seen pills, over-the-counter pills, called ginkgo biloba. And they feel like this tree is so old, it must be resistant to disease. And if you take these tablets, maybe you will be too. The only thing is, we're not trees. The other tree that I was looking for is a tulip poplar. Tulip poplar. Now, do you know where there is a... Any of you know where there is a tulip poplar that we might be able to see after the leaves are on the trees? Is there a tulip poplar in Marion that can be readily seen? Stay tuned. We're going to break here and be back for our next 15 minutes on WWGH 107.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casotas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meske?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back again for our final thrust here this morning. It's interesting to me. We always talk about treatment for opioid users, you know, that have gone beyond the safe usage of an opioid. We talk about treatment. Do we ever talk about preventing not using opioid altogether? Back when we had the DARE program in Marion and children were taught, just say no. Do not take any drugs being offered. You know, marijuana, you know, all the others. You don't hear so much about that. Well, all we talk about is, after the dam breaks, is gathering up the water, you might say. But what do we do to prevent this whole thing? 7403-39944. Okay. So now, what do I have left? The difference between a cyclone and a tornado. There is a very pronounced difference. And what is it? Or can you give me the definition for MRI? You know, the medical test that many people listening probably have had. I've had. Or you put on a slider and you go in a little tunnel and hear all these little interesting little noises. And this thing has the ability to examine what part of you they're interested in, zeroing in on that, without the use of X-rays. This is not an X-ray type thing. It has to do with magnetism. So what does MRI mean? What does it stand for? Or can you tell me about International Paper Company in Marion? Apparently, International Paper is located there at the Marion-Williamsport Road interchange, is it? There's probably six or seven people that work there. I'd never heard of it before until that truck rolled over with the rolls of paper on it, destined, I'm sure, for newspapers. And the International Paper Company is the largest producer of paper in the United States. And we have, apparently, a distribution center in Marion. There's a lot of things we don't know about in Marion, though. Wouldn't it be neat if everyone knew what all the Marion area was noted for? Things you never probably have heard of. Yeah, what we need is a list of businesses or industries in the Marion area. And I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce has that. But International Paper Company. Yeah. Okay, I also have here a McDonald's meal, if you so desire. Here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
The difference between a tornado and a cyclone is the part of the world that it forms in.
Well, yeah, that's a big part. The tornado and cyclone itself, no matter where it's from, has a big difference. But yeah, the cyclones.
I can barely hear you because I'm talking to you, as you're talking there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Thanks. I'll explain the difference. The cyclones do not occur in this area. Tornadoes do. But there's a difference between if you saw this funnel coming at you and somebody said, that's a cyclone, you say, no, that's a tornado. There is a difference. I don't know if you could tell on the ground what the difference is if you could stay there long enough to watch it, because the difference is quite noticeable if you're looking at a cyclone or a tornado. You tell me what the difference is. 11:51 right now, and it's Thursday, isn't it? Today is the what day of April? April 11. All right. Now it was, I keep thinking, years ago when we bicycled across Ohio, a great big number of people from Marion, up to 18 of us, would bike across Ohio, and with the idea of raising funds for the American Cancer Society, which we did. We raised over $100,000 for the cancer program. And in the same time, we were kind of like little Marion ambassadors all across the state of Ohio, sometimes in little tiny towns, sometimes larger towns, and sometimes in towns that saw all of us bikers coming and thought we were going to rob them. And went in one restaurant where it was, I think it was it in the town where Glenn was from, New Concord. Yes, we were exhausted. We'd gone up all these hills. And as we came into New Concord on a Sunday, late Sunday morning, we reclined on the grounds of a church, on the grass, and felt so good just lying there getting some strength back. Then after a while, somebody said, hey, we got to get something to eat. So we went across the street and went in this restaurant. And there were people in there, of course, quite a few, and they looked up at us and said, what are you people doing here? They thought we were up to no good. And we said, well, we're raising money for the American Cancer Society. Well, that kind of soothed things over. But we ran into that occasionally. Now, can you imagine? Here's a group from Marion. And we're going across Ohio. We went across Ohio 13 times. And all these big towns and little towns. And the ones in between. One of the most memorable towns is Waterloo, Ohio. Yes, the home of the Waterloo Wonders. And I got to talk to the father of one of the Waterloo Wonders. And they have a book that was published. In fact, their story has been on television a number of times on WOSU. Okay, let's see, what was I talking about? Yes, going across Ohio in all these little towns. Really quite an experience. And if I would have just been thinking, I could have written a book about the whole thing. I wish I'd have taken notes, but I was too busy huffing and puffing, pedaling my bicycle. And every week, it was on a Friday, going across Ohio, we always stopped in Marion at a place that later became known as Kingston. They always had a meal for all of us bikers. And I remember one year, what was his name that died of a heart attack? The farm broadcaster. he had us on the air. He was broadcasting from there and did interviews with us bikers, and then did a film of us going across northern Marion County. Yeah, it's been a busy time of it here in the past 80-some years. How often I think back, how did I get involved in all these things, and how did I manage to get through it all? But I did. 11:54 is the time, and I still want to know, what does MRI mean, and what is the technical difference between a cyclone and a tornado? Now, it's quite well known that a cyclone does not occur in this area, in this part of the country. Tornadoes do. But in another part of the world, way far to the west of us, it's cyclones. Do you ever hear of tornadoes in other countries? Are we one of the only and most popular countries for tornadoes? But I never hear of them occurring elsewhere. Surely must happen. I think we've heard of some cyclones and some other, the big thing that happens. What's that big event where it covers like a whole country and it inundates with water? But I'm just looking for the difference between a cyclone and a tornado. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you the difference. And in the meantime, if you'd like to call and tell me the difference between or what the letters MRI stand for, I still have Everyone in Harmony tickets to give away. I got a McDonald's meal. I've got Mamma Mia tickets. I have a Jags t-shirt and a partridge in a pear tree. 11:55 and a half is the time. Yes, it's Thursday, and boy, it's going to be a warm day today. So are you going to get out, those of you that are retired, and take a walk? Or if you're working, what are you going to do after you get off work? Take a walk? Take a bike ride? Oh, got to do something. Wow. Big weekend coming up. Time Travelers Fair on Saturday from noon to 5. And the Everyone in Harmony from 7 o'clock on at the Palace Theater. Okay, so now I'll give you the definition since we're coming up to our closing time here. In a cyclone, the wind rotates counterclockwise. In a tornado, the winds go clockwise. So, the difference between a cyclone and a tornado is the direction of the wind. Now, I don't know why that is. Apparently, it's the geography or the place on Earth where these form that a tornado would have rotating to the right winds, clockwise winds, and why... Oh, here we go. Whoops. Okay, caller, go ahead.
For MRI...
Yes.
Magnetic resonance imaging?
Yes, you're correct, yes. Hey, would you like something to prize today? I've got tickets to the barbershop. I got a meal at McDonald's.
You want a meal at McDonald's?
Yeah.
You take a meal at McDonald's.
All right, you've got it. What's your name?
Kathy Christ.
Oh, Kathy Christ. Okay. All right, and you can come here and pick up your prize.
All right.
Okay, Kathy. Bye. Okay, it's 11:57, and right down here, prize here, Mickey D. All right. Today is April 11. Gosh. All right. Well, we had how many winners today? We had three winners, actually. Randy Hensel, Dick Gornflo, and Kathy Christ. All right. Very good. So we gave away today our Jegs coffee cup. We gave away barbershop chorus tickets and a meal at McDonald's and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. All right. There. Okay. So tomorrow we'll have more Mamma Mia tickets. And I'll have to find out what Mamma Mia is all about. And it's apparently a love story. Let me see if it tells here. It's on Sugarloaf Mountain. It says, have the time of your life, May 1st. Oh, apparently that's when it starts. Yeah. Tickets are available for either, Friday, May 3rd or May 10th. Tickets are valid for either Friday performance, May 3rd or May 10th. Okay. Sugarloaf Mountain Amphitheater, the home of Tecumseh. Well, the time right now is 11:59. So, I hope you have a good, safe day today. Now, tomorrow, my questions will involve, among other things, ice cream. Yeah, so study everything you know about ice cream. Because I've got 1, 2, 3 ice cream questions for tomorrow. And I've got 1 Indian question. I've got 1 baked question. Let me see, what else do I have here? Oh, yeah. And a question about, and a little bit of this and that. Okay, that's tomorrow. Have a great day. Take good care of
yourself.
You're
listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
That I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change, not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations. Like China. Walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 1.1 FM is submitted by CRT Mechanicals.